Shinzo Abe's rivals circle amid scandals and falling popularity. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is trying to shore up his popularity as falling poll ratings threaten to end his tenure, opening the way for a succession battle that could jeopardize his signature economic policy. Nepotism scandals relating to private schools run by Mr. Abe's associates, falsification of documents by the finance ministry, a spat over lost records from the Iraq War, and the departure of a top bureaucrat after sexual harassment allegations have combined to erode public trust in the premier. In percentage terms, support for Mr. Abe's government has fallen to the low 30s in polls, hurting confidence in a PM who faces internal party elections this year. Analysts think he can hold on for now, but further falls in polls would force his resignation. In a sign of growing pressure, former Premier Junichiro Koizumi, one of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party's most influential elder statesmen, said it would be difficult for Mr. Abe to serve another term as leader. If all the polls fell to the mid-20s, then he'd have to quit, said Tomowaki Iwai, professor of politics at Nihon University in Tokyo. But he has time before September to recover popularity, and the business community really wants him to stay. I don't think he'll quit so easily. Mr. Abe's rivals know overt disloyalty will end their chances, but as the Prime Minister's grip weakens, they're plotting in back rooms and trying to position themselves as heir apparent. Mr. Abe has not groomed a successor who shares his conservative ideology, so the most likely candidate is seen as 60-year-old Fumio Kishida, a former foreign minister who heads the party's policy research council. From the LDP's liberal wing, he is widely regarded as an able minister but not a charismatic communicator. We should lend an ear to a variety of opinions and practice politics from the bottom up, Mr. Kishida told supporters in April, drawing an implicit but obvious contrast to Mr. Abe's top-down style. Speaking to investors in Hong Kong last month, Mr. Kishida emphasized the need for fiscal consolidation, saying the Bank of Japan's easy monetary policy could not continue forever. His main rival is Shigeru Ishiba, a former defense minister who heads a small party faction. Although his hardline views on national security are similar to the Prime Minister's, he is seen as more down-to-earth than the patrician Mr. Abe, with support in regional Japan. Abenomics really hasn't been felt in the regions, Mr. Ishiba said recently. Mr. Kishida and Mr. Ishiba were forced to deny any leadership plots last week after meeting with two other LDP power brokers for a private birthday dinner. We're all the same age, so of course we discussed the kind of Japan we want to leave behind, Mr. Ishiba said. Internal Affairs Minister Seiko Noda, who would be Japan's first female leader, has signaled she is likely to run. However, she lacks a political base in the LDP. Shinjiro Koizumi, son of the former prime minister and a rising star in the party, is more likely to be kingmaker than candidate at the age of 37. If Mr. Abe quits soon, the new leader would be Mr. Kishida, said Soichiro Tahara, a veteran commentator on Japanese politics. If it's soon, Mr. Abe will still hold sway, and he's most likely to back Mr. Kishida. The longer it takes, the more Mr. Ishiba's chances rise. All of the likely successes to Mr. Abe are lukewarm on Abenomics, the stimulus program that has delivered strong growth but failed to transform Japan's economy. That would risk a jump in the yen, hurting exports, a questionable legacy for Mr. Abe. Abenomics is still halfway, said Masamichi Adachi, an economist at JP Morgan in Tokyo. He said Bank of Japan independence would prevent a big change in monetary policy, but potential new prime ministers were unlikely to push fiscal stimulus as hard as Mr. Abe. While Mr. Abe is still in control, he has several routes to restore his popularity. The simplest would be policy results such as progress on the return of Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea or relief from U.S. steel tariffs. A second option would be sacrificing Taro Aso, his finance minister, to answer for the document falsification and sexual harassment at his ministry. Mr. Aso is a political power in his own right, however, and has shown no willingness to quit for the premier's sake. A third route floated by senior LDP figures is to call a general election and negate all the scandals with a new public mandate. It is less than a year since Japan went to the polls, but the opposition is still hopelessly divided and weak. Mr. Abe can still win a majority, said Mr. IWAI. However, nobody in politics wants an election, including his coalition partners in the Komeito Party.